The report will spotlight some new areas that have not been quite widely reported in the past, one of which is the deployment of overseas North Korean workers, DPRK workers, who have been recruited and made to work in a number of regions in the world under conditions that allegedly, reportedly amount to bonded labor in terms of their conditions, their subjection to restrictions and a whole host of violations of their basic labor rights.
There are some recurring issues that we hear about quite often regarding the human rights situation there. Separation of families comes to mind. What about some of these sort of legacy issues? Are we seeing progress, greater concerns? What's the assessment?
Unfortunately, the situation in the DPRK has not markedly improved. It has, of course, made some gestures of goodwill, such as the family reunions that have taken place in the past weeks. But then again, there are 66,000 remaining families that continue to be separated, who are at their very advanced age and may not even be able to take part in a future reunion, whenever that is going to be. The continued incarceration of political detainees in prison camps all over the country remain a really dark feature of the whole system, and an overall situation of discrimination of the population based on a specific classification of citizens on the basis of their loyalty to the state. And this, of course, is a fundamental violation of equality of citizens, and therefore, insofar as the fundamental aspects of the human rights conditions are concerned, there hasn't really been any significant improvements over the past 15 years, and therefore the urgency is there for the international community to really converge on this issue and to pursue accountability, while at the same time, of course, reaching out to the North Koreans, to the DPRK, so that international assistance can be rendered to ease the suffering of the North Korean people.